talk a little sports. And the big news was Brett Favre, the drama, somewhat done as he's decided to shove off from the Vikings and retire. Boy, he put them in an interesting situation. As I have a lot of connections with the Vikings, there's these rumors, ooh, the Vikings are going to pick up Michael Vick. They got T-Jack and they got Sage Rosenfels. It doesn't look like that they're going to go in any other sort of direction, but rumors are fun, and that's what happens when NFL training camps swing open, and they have swung open across the land. So without further ado, from the green room, he appears, Mike Davis. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tate. How are you doing?
Good. I mean, I've been working the phones with my buddies at the Fan in New York and some of my contacts at ESPN and even with some of the teams, and I talked to someone from the Vikings today, and they're not interested in Michael Vick. How about that? Because a lot of people assume, well, Brett Favre decides to go away, forget Jackson and Rosenfels, they'll go with Michael Vick and put him on the roster, but that doesn't look like the way it's going to be. But I think that the rumors with Vick will be one of the big-time storylines throughout training camp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be, you know, there was a big story in Dallas that Jones took him. He could be the backup quarterback, but I think he has to maintain Tony Romo's ego right now. So.
That's right, especially since he dumped his Hollywood girlfriend, Jessica Simpson, and so everybody's thinking now, well, she was the bad luck charm. You know, there was all that talk about that before, which was silly, but it led to some interesting storylines as well during the season. Of course, the Cowboys rebounding really not from Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo's romance, but really from the fact that they got shellacked and humiliated against Philadelphia when they had a chance to get into the playoffs last year. And I think they'll use that as motivation to get them ready for the season, and certainly that's what I would do if I were Wade Phillips, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. They look terrible against, they didn't even show up, I think,
no,
in Philadelphia last year, but, of course, Philadelphia had a lot of momentum and reason to win that game, so. But, you know, we're right in the nick of training camp right now. So, you know, it's anybody's ball game right now. But I'm still looking for Pittsburgh and the Giants to be in the Super Bowl. But preseason picks usually don't pan out as they are.
Yeah, I'm saving my picks for a magazine article that's coming out, so I'm not going to say it yet till I see some of these training camps. But there are a lot of, like I said, there are a lot of neat things heading into the year. And, of course, you're a ticket broker, so from your side of the fence, purely, this is just another exciting year in the NFL, and I can imagine you can pick out the big games. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, I picked up some Giant, Cowboy Giant tickets today and some Philadelphia Cowboy tickets. Both of them playing here in Arlington Stadium, but a lot of the individual game tickets are going on sale now, so we're trying to build up our stock with those. There's a lot of brokers just do concerts, a lot of brokers just do sports. We try to maintain tickets for pretty much anything.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you decide? I know we talked about this a little bit last week, but how do you decide what you think is going to be hot? Because you do ultimately, I mean, you have people telling you, like you said, the brokers, etc., but you do ultimately have to decide what you think you want to purchase, what you want to be involved in that will make money. How do you do that, especially with concerts?
Well, there's some, the groups that are hot right now are the ones that we're looking for. I mean, I've had a bunch of tickets that I get, and I've sold them in about three or four days because they're such a hot group. You know, it depends on who it is. There's a lot of country western singers out there that are really hot right now. Taylor Swift, it seems like everything that she does is, you know, it just sells out real big time. Paul McCartney, he's coming here to Dallas, but he's on tour. He's doing a lot of different cities. U2, they're on tour right now, but some that are always doing real well. Pink, she's coming here into Dallas on my birthday, so I had some of those tickets, and they went real fast. The U.S. Ultimate Fighting Championship around the country, those always do really well. And if you ever watch those things, how crowded those are, so you can't go wrong with having those tickets. Those are at a premium real bit.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you there. And then baseball now, as we said last week, we were talking about this, we're really in the thick of the second half of the season, the true part of the season, because it's such a long, long year in baseball. It really is a marathon, there's no question. But the Dodgers are going wire to wire. They're still right in front of the pack, and they started that way, and they're still there.
Yeah, they're looking real good. I'm looking for them to be in the series as the NL. But like tonight, Detroit, they shellacked the Rangers. I think it was like something like 13-5. But the Rangers ended up winning the previous two games against them. So Detroit's ahead of the in the AL Central. Rangers are behind the Angels right now by a few games, but they're still maintaining. You know, it's been a little cool here in Texas, so the Rangers haven't withered yet. So it's supposed to, as a matter of fact, it's supposed to get down to, I think, to 80. The high is 85 on Friday.
Yeah, boy, I was talking about Seattle. I'm going to talk about the Northwest burning up as we have listeners in Washington in that neck of the woods, and what an opposite deal it is for them. They're not used to that, but they're supposed to get a little bit cooler, too, as well. The main thing is you can go to easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. As Mike said, the tickets go fast for the hot concerts and whatnot, so you want to jump on that fast, you can get those premium seats. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Kate. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Hey, speaking of a quick headline in sports, I'd have to say that it was exciting to watch Michael Phelps bounce back. Now, rebounding big time with a world record, because he was so mortified. I think he's not used to losing, let's face it. And he bounced back in the 200 fly and set a record. So there's a lot of talk about these suits, you know, the suits that the guys were wearing and the women were wearing, of course, at the Olympics, and the fact that they're going to be banned within a year. And, you know, Michael was able to win that 200-meter butterfly at the World Swimming Championships in Rome. So he did have another swimsuit issue, though, coming up in sports shorts. I'll tell you all about that. There's been so much of a fight over these swimsuits. Everybody was wondering what Michael Cassell was going to do. What was he going to wear? And I'll talk about that a little bit later. Coming up next, though.